We were just getting ready to start our weekend here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, and myself, Mike Mercado, as the afternoon was here, Friday is here, it was time to start a weekend to join you all on this beautiful weekend. But before we can clock out, before we can escape the cubicle, a huge story came down the newswire. This comes to us from Eric Woodyard of ESPN. Jameson Williams, among four Detroit Lions, plus a Washington Commander defensive end, suspended for betting. Let's go into this article. This is a crazy story in 2023 where gambling is so accessible that this story breaks and that we still see this around the league. And some of these details are pretty intriguing. Four Lion players, including the 2022 first-round pick, Jameson Williams, were among five players league-wide to be suspended for violating the NFL's gambling policy after an investigation by the league. Lions wide receiver Quintez Cephas and safety C.J. Moore have been suspended indefinitely for betting at NFL games, as was Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Toney. They can reapply for reinstatement after 1 year, although Detroit announced that its two players have been released. Second-year wide receiver Williams and Stanley Berryhill are being suspended for 6 games, each for mobile betting that occurred at the Lions' Allen Park facility. These two did not bet on NFL games, the team said. The NFL noted in its announcement that it uncovered no evidence indicating any inside information was used or that any game was compromised by the players betting. The Lions became aware of the NFL's investigation about a month ago before the league reached a final decision. Quote, as a result of NFL investigation, it came to our attention that a few of our players had violated the league's gambling policy. Detroit general manager Brad Holmes said in a statement, these players exhibited decisions-making that is not consistent with our organizational values and violates league rules. We have made the decision to part ways with Quintez and CJ immediately. We are disappointed by the decision-making demonstrated by Stanley and Jameson and will work with both players to ensure they understand the severity of these violations and have clarity on the league rules moving forward. Separate from these punishments, several Lions staff members in various departments were dismissed last month for violating the gambling policy, a source told ESPN. So it wasn't just the players. This is an organizational thing. This is something that's happening in Detroit with these Lions. That is not just players, but it's staff members who should know better. The Commanders also released a statement saying they had been made aware of Toney's suspension. We have cooperated fully with the NFL's investigation since receiving notice and supports the league's findings and actions, the team said. All further questions on the topic should be directed to the NFL league's office. According to league policy, NFL players and personnel cannot bet on NFL games, the draft, or any league-related activities under any circumstances. They also cannot place any bets while at a team facility or on team-related travel. You can check out the entire article by Eric Woodyard. Jameson Williams among four Lions, plus Washington defensive end suspended for betting on ESPN.com. And we're just not going to see Calvin really come back to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who was suspended for betting. It is such a crazy, if nothing else, it's a rabbit hole. It's a quicksand. It's something that could devolve really fast when you see the marriage of sports and gambling as it is. These sports books that are being built on top of these stadiums with the idea of like Soldier Field. When you're going to see the new Bear Stadium in Arlington Heights in a few years, one of the big selling points is that they're going to have a betting queue, that they're going to have a sports book in-house. And, you know, the league makes it very obvious what the rules are. But it's almost hypocritical. And I know these players should know better. The staff should definitely know better. But we are mixing. Two worlds are colliding, right? Like the sports gambling world and the quote-unquote, the honor of the game. The sanctity of the game. And it's also funny because we pretend like these players and everyday humans aren't playing poker, dominoes, real money for Monopoly, fantasy football. Everybody gambles. It's one of the vices that is so commonly done amongst people. So to see how in this day and age, people are still doing it when they know there's a target after them, where they know that the microscope is on top of them because of all the money being done, all the transparency that's needed in these companies. But I you know, I'd be remiss to say that, like, it's weird that they punish these players so hard, and yet every NFL game, every NFL podcast, any type of thing that has the logo of the Shield will have a FanDuel or DraftKings commercial right by it. You'll see Barstool have its own thing, the Action Network. Like, it's everywhere. You could come here in Chicago, and whether it's from the Horseshoe in Indiana all the way to the Rivers Casino in Rosemont, and then down at Wrigley Field, it's fascinating, the marriage and where we're at, but also that we're still surprised by it, that we're surprised that players are gambling. Of course they are. And that I will be surprised that they haven't learned anything yet. We should know better by now that, you know, just because the rule is obvious doesn't mean that people are going to follow it. But I don't know. This story just intrigued me because, first of all, it's the Detroit Lions who are looking to maybe add Jalen Carter. So it's a guy that, while maybe his off-the-field issues have been settled somewhat, still has off-the-field issues. And now you have your big wide receiver, your first-round pick that made a big difference on a team that's looking to make a big jump, now has this kind of cloud over them. If you're a Lions fan, I can imagine how frustrating it is to try to not lose your cool when you think everything is going well, and here you are, something like this breaks out from one of your prize roster members, one of your prize wide receivers, one of the dudes, the foundations of your team, to make such a dumb mistake. And it's going to be suspended for 6 games. It's a long time. It's a big chunk of the season that you could lose an NFC North. But my real question is, this investigation was done. How many more are being probed right now? How many players and coaches, general manager, presidents, executives are doing this? How are they getting around it? What is the league willing to do to make sure that its players aren't put in a position where it's lose-lose for them? Because obviously they could bet on anything else as long as it's the proper time. But seeing the marriage of sports and gambling and out in the open and announcers talking about spreads and overs and unders, it's crazy. And then we see this kind of reaction and these type of punishments from it. I just really wanted to bring it up to you guys. What do you feel about athletes gambling? Do you think it kills the sanctity of the game? Or are these guys just super competitive, and if they put money on it, they want to play harder, they want to win? There's so many ways we could go down this road. And at the end of it, the only people who are going to make the most money are the casinos and the leagues who are sponsoring each other, and players will get suspended and people will lose money. So I just found it very fascinating. I don't want to be hypocritical. I have a DraftKings account, a FanDuel account, if you guys want to sponsor the Sports Cubicle, more than welcome to. But I just find these stories very interesting. But we want to know your thoughts. Let us know on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Jameson Williams and 4 Lions amongst another player in Washington suspended for gambling in the NFL. We want to know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. You know what's not a gamble, though? Our friends over at Sheets and Giggles with their eucalyptus bed sheetings, their mattresses. It's an amazing product. They're our friends, and they're sponsoring us here on the Sports Cubicle. And because they love us and you so much, use the promo code THESPORTSCUBICLE, sports from the couch, all one word, for 15% off right now. That's at Sheets and Giggles. Make sure you use the promo code THESPORTSCUBICLE, sports from the couch, for 15% off. We got more coming up next here on the Sports Cubicle. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.